New York filmmaker Ira Sachs makes relationship movies that are quietly observant about modern life. His last film was called Love is Strange. His latest is called Little Men. But NPR critic Bob Mondello says it could be subtitled Friendship is Strange.
Two 13-year-olds in Brooklyn, Tony, a boisterous and athletic kid from the neighborhood, Jake, an awkward new arrival and budding artist. They meet for the first time when Jake drops some things he's carrying to his grandfather's wake, and Tony rushes to help out.
Did you draw this?
Yeah, it's the sky above Camp Jupiter, the day of the battle.
You're a real artist.
Not really.
Yeah, you are. This is awesome.
You got it, son?
Yeah, I got it.
You know, you're gonna like this neighborhood. It's become a very bohemian area.
It's just a reception.
I know, but if you move in, I can show you around.
Tony's heard what Jake hasn't yet. Jake's family is doing some belt tightening. His mom's a social worker, dad's an actor, and not a particularly successful one.
You said you weren't doing this nonprofit stuff.
Things have changed.
You should applaud your father for being adaptable. That's what life's all about.
For financial reasons, the family is moving into Grandpa's old house. Also for financial reasons, they're going to raise the rent on the store downstairs where Tony's mom makes her living. This will cause friction, but not at first.
Jake is asking if Tony can stay for dinner.
And a sleepover.
Tony, you want to have hot dogs and hamburgers with us tonight?
Yes.
That is a done deal.
Yes.
I just want to make sure of you.
No, please. I can't tell you how happy I am that Jake has a new friend. You know, it's not easy with him and other boys.
It is easy with him and Tony, though. Soon they're racing around Brooklyn together, Jake shaky on his fancy inline skates, Tony leading the way on his low-rent scooter. As the boys become friends, though, their parents are drawing battle lines. The neighborhood is changing. Jake's parents part of an incoming, gentrifying wave. Tony's mom likely to be swept out in its wake. It's social upheaval that filmmaker Ira Sachs captures, not in confrontations, but in their avoidance. Tony's mom, Leonore, trying not to engage with Jake's parents.
Leonore, you know that I'm trained in conflict resolution, and I'm hoping to help here.
Has your husband asked you to do this?
No. I'm not sure you know, but he's rehearsing a new play.
No, I haven't seen your husband.
The boys come up with a variation on that lack of engagement as they struggle with the mess their parents are making.
I'm not talking to my mother anymore.
Why not?
She said you can't come over. I don't think your dad wants me around anymore either. Maybe you do chicken say it, but I can tell.
Why are they so mad at us?
Our parents are involved in a business matter. And it's getting ugly, so they're taking it out of us.
You're right, my dad was very cold to you. I won't talk to my parents then either.
Understated, really? Filled with small gestures and offhand remarks, Little Men gathers force as it goes. Everyone's human, everyone is trying, and things are still falling apart. It's no accident that the screenplay has Jake's dad acting in Chekhov. Sachs has a touch much like that Russian playwright for domestic situations that are real and funny and wrenching all at once. Also for moments that don't need dialogue to have a kind of eloquence. Jake, for instance, skating where once he and Tony had sped along together, now clearly more confident, but on his own. Is that a loss? Is it growth? Little Men has the wisdom to let the viewer puzzle that one out. I'm Bob Mondello.